I'm Andrew Green with this edition of Flick Pick. This past weekend, I saw Green Book at Celebration Cinema in Benton Harbor. Green Book is one of this year's major awards contenders. It stars Marshala Ali and Viggo Mortensen as Dr. Don Shirley and Tony the Lip Vallelonga, respectively. It's based on a true story about how the two of them in 1962 went on a tour of the Deep South so Dr. Shirley could play music. He was a renowned jazz pianist who wanted to break through color barriers by bringing a sophisticated sound to people who normally wouldn't give a black man a chance. This film is all about race relations and the friendship that developed between Dr. Shirley and Tony the Lip. Tony serves as Dr. Shirley's driver and sort of bodyguard on this journey. So, Green Book deals with some heavy stuff, but not so fast, folks. This is largely a lighthearted and crowd-pleasing sort of movie. It stands to reason, then, that Green Book is actually directed by Peter Farrelly, of all people. Yes, that Peter Farrelly, of the Farrelly brothers. You know the guys who made Dumb and Dumber, There's Something About Mary and Kingpin? Yes, one of those guys directed this movie. I was surprised when I learned this Oscar-contending film was helmed by him, but now having seen it, I can kind of understand it better. Green Book is like a half-comedy, half-drama. Its comedy is much different from the kind you'd normally find in a Farrelly Brothers film, to be sure, but it's still a crowd pleaser, and it works. I found Green Book to be a thoroughly enjoyable sit. It's a lovely story about two guys who become friends when at first it seemed like they were so different. At the start of this movie, we meet Tony, who's a decidedly unsophisticated bouncer at a New York nightclub. We learn he's going to be losing his job for a couple of months while the club undergoes renovations, and so Tony is on the hunt for a short-term gig to take care of his family during that time. Now, Tony is the source of almost all the comedy in this film. Viggo Mortensen is a walking stereotype here, delivering classic New York Italian guyisms like, "Forget about it," and "Hey, I'm walking over here," throughout the movie. He's constantly smoking and constantly stuffing his face with any manner of very unhealthy foods. Dr. Shirley, meanwhile, is rather uptight. He's very well educated, kind of snobbish, and very svelte. He kind of looks down on Tony for the first half of the film, thinking of him as some sort of an oaf, which he kind of is. Now, Tony, who we gather has some mob connections, takes this job driving Dr. Shirley, the piano virtuoso, around the South, which is still segregated. And here's the thing. Tony is racist. Yep, now I don't mean the kind of rampaging, constantly yelling out sort of racist whose hate dominates his life, but more like the casual, never really thinks about it nice guy kind of racist you'd expect to find in New York in the 1960s. This is why I can easily imagine people lecturing each other about Green Book on Twitter. He's supposed to be likable, and so prejudice in this movie, at least when it comes to him, is toned down. It still is, though, a very big problem because he's very ignorant. However, as the film goes on, he grows close to Dr. Shirley, begins to respect him, and the two become friends. Good friends. Tony grows throughout this film. So, as the two are on their journey, they do find themselves in some dangerous situations. Tony's a bruiser, and so his reaction is often just to punch someone in the face. At first, it's just to make sure Dr. Shirley makes it to his next gig so he can get paid, and sometimes it's because he himself is insulted. But by the end of the film, Tony's violent outburst seems more motivated by offense that someone would disrespect his friend. Dr. Shirley, too, grows, becoming a little less uptight and learning to be a little more comfortable around others. You see, for much of the movie, Dr. Shirley is quite lonely. He stays alone in his hotel room every night drinking by himself. By the end of the film, he's venturing out more and reaching out to others. As noted, Green Book is based on a true story. The film ends by showing us pictures of the real Dr. Don Shirley and Tony Vallelonga. We learn that they remain close up until their deaths in 2013. 2013, I thought? My God, Tony the Lip lived that long? The guy was born in 1930 and this movie takes place in 1962. If he smoked and ate as much as this film depicts, then it's a miracle he lived to be that old. Anyway, there are many laughs in Green Book as Tony and Dr. Shirley interact. Tony gets smarter, Don gets looser, their trip reaches its climax when Don is supposed to play a Christmas concert at this club in Alabama, and then the two head home. The film has its intense moments when Dr. Shirley unloads on Tony for chiding him about not being black enough, and there are dangerous moments. There are also infuriating moments just watching how people were treated in 1962. At the end of the day, Green Book is an enjoyable film. It's problematic, but what isn't in 2018? I think it's a story about politics, friendship, and how two guys helped each other grow throughout the course of an 8-week road trip. The people in my theater sure seem to love it, so I'd say give it a go. I give Green Book a 3.5 out of 5 for this edition of Flick Pick.